こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。バイリンガルニュースの文字起こしが読める公式アプリが大幅にアップデートしたので、番組の最後にその説明をちょっとします。1個目、アマゾンがリアルタイムで人の顔を認識できる独自の顔認証技術をオレゴン州ワシントンとフロリダ州オーランドの警察当局に販売提供していることについて、 ACLU をはじめとする30の団体がこうした監視システムは市民の人権侵害にあたるとして中止を求めています。アマゾン側はこの技術がこれまで行方不明の子どもや指名手配中の人を見つけるのに役立っており、乱用の可能性があるからといって使用を中止するべきではないと反論しています。一方、団体側はアマゾンが提供する使い方マニュアル自体がすでに監視システムを想定したかのような内容になっていると指摘し、政府機関の顔認証システムの利用について適切な規制がなく議論も十分になされていない中で、アマゾンが技術提供するのは時期尚早であると懸念を示しています。
Amazon has raised concern from the ACLU and 30 other organizations by offering the police departments of Washington, Oregon, and Orlando, Florida access to real-time facial recognition technologies. Stating that these technologies would result in human rights violations, these organizations have asked Amazon to disallow their use by government agencies. Amazon has responded by pointing out that the technology has been used to identify missing children as well as criminals at large,and that risks of abuse don't justify ending its use. Organizations critical of Amazon have pointed out that the user manual for the technology reads like one for a surveillance system, and given that there are currently no real guidelines for government-operated facial recognition technology, and that the prospect has not been adequately discussed, its introduction may be premature.
So, recognition to you...技術なんだけど、
with a K.
So with the K. まあ、例えばオレゴンでは30万人分のマグショットのデータが入っていて、まあ、それをクロスレファレンス的に使えるよとかっていう使い方をしてるみたい。ただ例えばアメリカは警官の行動を監視するためにボディカメラって言って警察の目線でカメラをつけてるじゃない、だそれも本来は警察官の行動を監視するためっていう名目でつけていたにもかかわらず、これに例えばこの顔認証技術を導入することによって全く意図が違うものになってしまうとか、だそのそもそも最初に承認したのとは違う目的で使われちゃう恐れがあるよねとか、そういうことを言ってたね。
So the extreme, the fear of what might eventually occur is the full-blown、sort of totalitarian surveillance state of, you know, Big Brother in 1984.
そう、中国ではもう一部で、前も話したけど顔認証技術を、ね、当局とか政府が使って思いっきり市民を監視するみたいなことになってるわけだけど、まあ、そういうことも現実で実際起きているから、アメリカも当然例外ではないよっていう話で、当然メリットとデメリットどちらもあって、ね、その
like any technology.
そう、指名手配してる人を見つけるのは全然楽になるとだろうし、とかね、いい面もたくさんあるけど、逆に悪い面で言うと、その全く関係ない無実の人も変な風に巻き込まれたりとか監視されたり、何か手違いとか勘違いで、しょっぴかれたりとか。
Well, it's just people can know exactly where you are and what you're doing at all times.
プライバシーがなくなっちゃうよねっていう話。
And that's a weird feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's an argument that there doesn't need to be direct intervention into your life to reduce your freedoms. If you're being watched, then human freedom tends to decrease and we conform. Even if we're not doing anything wrong, our behavior changes quite a bit if we're being watched.
そう。で、こういう便利なものって、政府側に一度導入されちゃうと、それをやっぱりやめるとかっていうのはなかなか難しいし、ほとんど不可能に近いんだよね。だからこそ、最初に導入するときにものすごく慎重にやる必要があるし、 どこには使ってよくてどこまではダメっていう規制をやっぱりちゃんと最初に敷いとかないといけないよねっていう話で。
It's very hard to turn this kind of thing backwards.
そうなの。
You know, because if you know you find these missing children or something with this technology, and it's like, oh well, we should ban this technology. It's like, well, say that to the face of this missing child that we just found. You know.
そうだからこそ慎重にならなきゃいけないし、まあ特に民主主義の国だと忘れがちだけど、国っていうのは絶対的なものじゃなくて流動的だから、政権が変わったらどうなるかっていうのは全然わかんないから、それが1年後なのか10年後なのかわかんないけど、なんかそのためにもやっぱりこうあまりにも自由に使える状況を野放しにするっていうのはまあ確かによくはないんだよね。
You know how the, you know, one of the scary things about the Terminator and the Terminator movie was itsfacial recognition ability.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it would show its perspective, and it's like, you know, it's like analyzing your face and your body, your gait or whatever. I don't know. How would you feel if every time you walk outside, you know that there's some agency that you don't know what their true intentions are, but there are powerful actors that are completely aware of, you know, who you are, where you are,
yeah,
all the time, and if you're traveling or if you're cheating or if you're anything yeah, yeah. you're doing, they would know, right?
そう、それ嫌だよね。なんかこういう話になると日本だと結構なんか、いや自分は悪いことしないし別に困らないからいいんじゃないとか、だからこれで困るのって悪い人だけでしょみたいな感じで、こう言う人が。いがちみたいな印象があるんだけど、そういう問題じゃないんだよね。やっぱりあの、まあ、中国の例とか見てもそうだけど、例えばこう少数民族が弾圧されるみたいな時に、別にその人たち何も悪いことしてないんだけど、こういう監視の対象に なっちゃうとか、で技術があるからそれがさらに政府にとって優位になっちゃうとか。
Well, if you're not doing anything bad, then why can't we just have cameras in your bedroom?And cameras, and you know,
yeah.
it'll be analyzed by an AI. Like, don't worry, it's not going to get aroused. Don't be ridiculous.
ね、だからどこまで行っちゃうんだっていうことになっちゃうからね。次、ノースカロライナ州立大学の研究で、チンパンジーのベッドは人間のベッドよりも清潔であることが分かりました。研究では、タンザニアに住む41匹の野生のチンパンジーの寝床からサンプルを採取し、微生物、細菌、節足動物などを分析しました。すると、人間のベッドよりも幅広い微生物の多様性が見られ、樹木に囲まれた暮らしならではの微生物群が確認できました。人間のベッドで見つかる微生物のうち 35% は大腸菌、口内細菌、皮膚常在菌など自分自身から派生したものですが、チンパンジーの寝床では自分から派生した菌はほとんど見つかりませんでした。
According to research by North Carolina University, chimpanzees keep their beds cleaner than humans do. The study involved samples from the beds of 41 wild chimpanzees in Tanzania.Which were analyzed for microbes, bacteria, and checked for insects. They found that the chimpanzee beds had a greater diversity of microbes, including those from the surrounding environment. For humans, some 35% of the microbes are E. coli, oral bacteria, or skin bacteria from our own bodies, but for chimpanzees, there was very little bacteria from their own bodies in their beds.
So, チンパンジーのベッドと人間のベッド、どっちが綺麗だと思いますかって言ったときに、人間は多分、まあ、人間は掃除もするし洗濯とかもするし、人間のベッドの方が綺麗なんじゃないって思う人の方が多いと思うんだけど、
まあ、人によるんじ
ゃない、まあね一般的によ、
yeah.
でもチンパンジーのベッドの方が綺麗だよっていうことで、
Not my bed. Way cleaner than a chimpanzee.
でもね、チンパンジーって毎日ベッド作るんだって、一から。だからそれも当然あるんだよ、ね、
A new bed?In a different place or the same place?
Different place.
So wait, how every day? So if you have 50 chimpanzees, there must be like tens of thousands of beds.
So, すごくない?
Is that what's going on? Why isn't the forest just made out of chimpanzee beds? And
なんか木の上で枝を折って、こう編んで土台を作った上に枝とか葉っぱを重ねて、楕円形みたいな。で木の上で寝るんだけど。
Isn't it? Isn't the reason why it's so clean because they make a new one every time?
ね。まあ、それもあるんじゃない？だから人間は要は、ベッドというものに、を置きっぱなしにして、
Whoa.
ベッドを置きっぱにして、その上に寝るっていう生き物なわけじゃん。同じところに毎日毎日。だから、それよりは、チンパンジーの方が清潔だよ。
So instead of changing our bed sheets, if we change the entire bed,Then we can get on the chimpanzee level of cleanliness.
かもね。で、なんか面白かったのは、これ調べてるときに、京都の岩田っていう会社が人間進化ベッドっていう楕円形のベッドを売っていて、それがまさにチンパンジーから、チンパンジーのベッドがすごく快適だと。だからそこから技術を得て、あの人間用にベッドを作りましたっていうのがあるの。
It's like the banana の食べ方。
Like、そうそうそうそう
all humans are just messing it up.
そう、逆から向いてるってやつでしょ
Yeah, I still そうそう eat it the wrong way.
私も。
I think the human way is better. You know what?
でもその人間進化ベッドはちょっと寝てみたいなと思った。要は、四角である必要はないみたいな。で、基本枕が上だけにあるじゃん人間は。だから枕からこう、出ちゃうと、もう平らじゃん。じゃなくて楕円形で中だけがへっこんでるの、ね だからこうなんていうのね包まれてる感じというか若干
Isn't that just like a papasan chair or whatever?
何それ
Is that what they're called? Papasan chair
What's that?
It's like the bamboo thing that's in a spiral and it's like a bowl shape and then they get a big futon thing and around futon is like put inside this wood bowl and that's the chair. You haven't seen that? You don't know what I'm talking about? Like people climb in them and like curl up in these papasan chairs. It's just a round chair bowl thing.
Okay. え、リゾートとかにあるやつ?あ、本当だ。あー、あー、わかった、わかった。あー、okay.
Right? Is that close to the
なんでパパサンチェアって名前なの?
Yeah, it should be Chimpanzee chair.
Yeah. Why is it called Papasan chair?
I don't know.
History. Oh, Papasan chair gained popularity when American World War II service members brought them home from Asia, where they have been used in the Philippines and Japan for centuries. だって。
Oh, so it's from the Philippines and Japan.
Japan. だからパパさんなんだよ。日本語なんだよ、だから。
Huh.
Huh.面白い。
Interesting.
ね、歴史の授業。
My family had one when we were in the States.
Oh,
so I didn't
okay.
think it was a Japanese thing.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
But yeah, Papa-san is, yeah.
日本語。
Makes sense now.
次。先週日曜日、フロリダ州レイクワースで停電が起こり、7880人の住民が影響を受けましたが、その際、役所から住民宛に以下の一斉通知が送られました。レイクワースとターミナスの皆様、停電とゾンビに関するアラートです。現在7380人以下の方々が激しいゾンビ活動による影響を受けています。復旧のめどは立っていません。
Last week on Sunday.
まだあるよ。役所のスポークスマンは同日中に Facebook にて謝罪し、レイクワースでは現在ゾンビ活動は確認されていないと強調しました。
Sorry. Last week on Sunday, Lake Works.Lake Works, Florida experienced a power outage affecting 7,880 people. Lake Works?
Lake Worth, ne?
Lake Worth.
Yeah.
Lake Worth, Florida experienced a power outage affecting 7,880 people. The city then sent out the following alert. Power outage and zombie alert for residents for Lake Worth and Terminus. There are now far less than 7,380 people.Customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. Restoration time uncertain. Later that day, a city spokesperson apologized on Facebook for the fake alert incident and emphasized that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently.
そう、まあ何の話っていう感じだけど、おバカニュースっていう感じで、あのフロリダといえばね、あのフロリダとゾンビといえばっていう感じで何年か前に。ゾンビ事件があったじゃん、フロリダは。
あの、
顔を食べてたやつ、ハイウェイかなんかで。
Yeah, that was That was huge news.
そう、すごいニュースになった。日本でもニュースになったぐらいだったけど、まあフロリダって結構こういう変なヘッドラインが多いで知られているよね。あの謎のヘッドラインがすごく多い。
Well, it's based, Florida is like a meme on the internet, right? And everyone posts the Bugs Bunny thing where he uses a saw and like cuts Florida off the United States and it floats out into the ocean. And everyone loves it. But, yeah.
なんかね、そういう特別なサイトもあるぐらい、なんかフロリダの変なヘッドライン何十個とか。
So how did this...happen? They don't know.
わかんないんだって。
Somebody hacked it?
いやー、どうなんだろうね。
Somebody that works for the city. I mean, they know who has access to it, right?
うん。ターミナスっていうのはちなみに、あの、ウォーキングデッドで、あの、最初の頃に出てくる、まあ、コミュニティの名前っていうか。
うん。
で、こう、ターミナスに行けばなんか助かるらしいみたいな。感じでみんなそこを目指してんだけど、まあ、結局そんな平和なわけもなくみたいな。
Is it a what is it? I don't know. What is it that makes it a zombie capital? Is it something to do with the drug culture there, or because Florida is famous for having like the number of
opioid、
kind of these.Prescription drug medication, the number of prescriptions in Florida versus other states is like, isn't it like thousands? It's just way, 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 way more, right?
Yeah.
And those kind of induce a zombie like, you know, state, no?
わかんない。どうだろうね。これは本当になんか…ふざけて入力してたやつをそのまま出しちゃったみたいなことかなと思ったけど。
Yeah, I'm taking it a bit far, but.
Yeah. あの前のゾンビ事件の時はあれだよね。確か bath salts がすごく流行っていて、それでこう、まあフロリダだけじゃなくてアメリカ各地でいろんな謎の暴力事件とかに発展してたみたいな。
What was the really crazy one? There was bath salts and
crocodile.
No. I think it's called PCP.
Okay.
But there was like this crazy drug that people were taking, and there was a problem with it in Florida. But people would take this, I think it was PCP. It's just one of these crazy drugs you should probably never take. But apparently it just makes people, in some cases, they just rage out and they become superhuman. They become literally superhuman.
Ah, なんかあったね。
Like their bodies can exert.Force that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And police officers.
なんかさ、taser とか使っても効かないみたいなやつでしょ?
Just does nothing.
Yeah.
Like they've shot these people and they don't react.
Yeah.
You know, so there's like some. Yeah, I mean, that was like a few years. That was several years ago. It doesn't seem like it's a major issue anymore.
アドレナリンとかが異常に出すぎても。
Yeah,
痛みも感じないみたいな。
I mean, apparently, if you get enough adrenaline going, your body can just do
anything.
unbelievable things.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
if you watch like MMA or something, it's like, how are these people still going?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
But you have adrenaline and it's like, you feel invincible. And in some ways, you are more invincible.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I don't know. I'm glad there wasn't a real zombie...outbreak. I mean, this could have been bad, right? If you report, hey, there's a bunch of zombies, you know, tonight. I mean, what happens? Did people react to this and like go looking for zombies or just nothing really?
どうだろうね。どうだろうね。なんか変な話、ここまで、なんていうの?もうゾンビなんて絶対ないってみんなが思ってる中でさ、本当にそういうことがなんかの変異とかで起きた時にさ、誰も信じないじゃん、多分。てか今回のアラートも多分誰も信じてないと思うし。
Yeah, it's weird.
一瞬で広がりそう、逆に。
If there was a real zombie outbreak, you'd probably just be like, it's another fake alert, right?
そうそう。
And then you'd try to go to the konbini and you'd just be mauled to death by the undead.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a protocol of how to like alert people if something very similar to a zombie outbreak. But keep it believable.
なんかゾンビって言葉使わないんじゃない？そしたら。
But, right.
なんかの病気でおかしくなってる人たちがうろついていますから気をつけてくださいみたいな言い方するんじゃない
？ But that's just, that's how people are going to word the next fake alert. You know, because they know the zombie, if you say zombie, people won't believe it anymore.
Oh god.なんでこんなにみんなゾンビ好きなんだろうね、人間って。そのファシネーションはどっから来るんだろうね。
Well, I don't know. It's kind of the uncanny valley thing, right?
Yeah.
Because they're very close to human.、
Mm-hmm.
They were human.
Yeah.
But now it's like, we have to kill them. Like, there's no debate.People are like, oh, don't kill the zombies, we can heal them. It's like, no, we don't have time. We have to load the shotguns. We have to mow all these people down.
Yeah.
You know?
しかも、でも、Walking Dead とかゾンビ映画見てると、そこでもドラマが生まれるからね。I know she's a zombie, but she's my sister. Please don't kill her.
Right.
I'm just gonna like shackle her and keep her in my room.
Yeah, and you have great contempt for those characters, right? Because it's like,Come on, how do you think this is going to go?
Yeah.
Right?
Because there's a pattern.
Yeah. But it's real, because I would probably say the same thing, you know? If my mom became a zombie, I'd be like, no, no, no. I can fix this. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 実際はね、多分そうだと思うよ。だって、もしかしたら治るかもしれないのにさ、そんな殺しちゃったらダメじゃん、みたいな。
Yeah. It's, she's not actually a zombie. It's that weird technical disease name that they gave out so people would believe it.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
whatever
yeah.
that was.
そうそう。次。
An audio recording from vocabulary.com of someone saying either Yanny or Laurel has gone viral on the internet after high school student Katie Hetzel in Georgia drew attention to its...auditory ambiguity. According to a Twitter poll answered by over 500,000 people, approximately 47% of people hear the word Yanny and 53% of people hear the word Laurel, making it a near even split in perceptual difference.
ジョージア州に住む高校生ケイリー・ヘッツェルさんが vocabulary.com に掲載されていた単語の発音音声が人によってヤニーにもローラルにも聞こえるとしてインスタグラムに投稿したところネット上に拡散され先週大きな話題となりました。ツイッターのアンケートでは50万人の回答が集まり 47% がヤニー 53% がローラルに聞こえると答えほぼ半分に分かれました。
Which one should I play first?
There's only one. 音声やね、これ。
Oh no. I think it's going to play an ad. I'm going to stop this ad. I'm going to skip the ad. Okay.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Which one do you hear?
Laurel.
今は Laurel にしか聞こえない。
Really?、
Mm.
Laurel.
I hear Yanny, but I'm looking、Laurel. At the screen that said、oh. Yanny on it.
Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
That's enough.
Laurel.
そう、私は結構なんか早い段階でうちの夫がこれをなんかネットで見つけてきて、mm-hmm. なんか何にも説明されずに何て言ってると思うって言われたの。で、私は eerie だと思ったのね。
Eerie.
うん。
Mm.
で、Oh, it sounds eerie. And he was like, what? No, it's not. みたいな感じで、彼はローラルにしか聞こえないみたいな。で、なんかサイエンティフィックな説明聞いた？これ。
I'm not sure I totally buy it, but...
なんかその高周波と低周波で、高周波の方はヤニーに聞こえるみたいな。で、低周波にもうちょっとフォーカスするとローラルに聞こえるから、若い人ほどヤニーに聞こえるんじゃないかっていう。
I think that's.
I
mean, maybe that's true, but I think it's bogus.
でも確かに、
I don't think like your ears degrading is going to make the difference because I hear Yanny and I hear Laurel and I've played this in rooms filled with. It just doesn't work like that.、
Hmm.
That's not making. That's such a small difference. You、
right.
know, the quality of your eardrums or whatever.
でも確かに低い方にフォーカスすると Laurel に聞こえるんだよね。
Hmm.When I focus on the low frequencies, I actually hear Yanny. And if I focus on the high frequencies, I hear Laurel.
え、最初どっちに聞こえた？
I think I heard Yanni first.
So the Yanni に聞こえるの意味もわかんない。To me, it's always eerie. だってにはないじゃん。
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of
N はないじゃん。
There are a lot of versions that people hear.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
everyone hears something that's much closer, and it's mostly it's Yanni or Laurel.
Laurel, yeah.
And the idea here is, the point here is that you can have the exact same input into your brain, and your brain can interpret the same input completely differently from the person sitting next to you that hears the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of similar to the
dress, のやつ?
The dress.
Yeah.
The blue, black, white, gold dress thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's another one that might work better.
あれもさ、なんか正しい色に一回見えちゃうともうそれにしか見えないし、これも結構一回ローラルって聞こえちゃうともうまあまあローラルにしか聞こえない。
Really?
うん。
It takes me a couple listens, but I can always switch it back.
Ah, okay.
And I mean, I was just sitting there listening to this, and I was trying to see if I can control it, and I can definitely control it.
Okay. I can switch from eerie to Laurel, but then I can't do the other way around.
Wait, so you switched to Laurel and you've been on Laurel ever since?
Or if I listen to it now, 最初は eerie に聞こえて、そこから Laurel にスイッチはできるけど、その逆はもうできない。で、これ正解は Laurel なんだよね、そして。
There's no 正解 for the audio.
No, there is.
Well, okay, so there was an opera singer that was brought in to say the word Laurel.
Right, right, yeah. So,
but if you think that there's a right answer, you're totally missing the point.
Well, I mean, what this person was actually saying at the time of the recording was Laurel.
They thought they were saying Laurel.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently they were saying both Yanni and Laurel. I'm serious. This is reality. Like, this is how it actually works.
Yeah. あとさ、このツイッターのポールに50万人が回答してることもすごくない?
Yeah, is that... I didn't check that. Is that a real number?
なんかさ、世論調査とか選挙とかでも全然みんなを参加させることができないのにさ、これはこんなたやすく50万人集まるっていうのはすごいよね。
Well,
まあ誰でも簡単にね、考えずに参加できるからっていうのはあるけどさ。
Do you want to hear the brainstorm green needle version?
何それ?
Do you hear brainstorm or green needle?
Brain needle.
Brainstorm or green needle?
I hear brain needle.
Brain needle is an option too. But can you hear brainstorm? Or green needle?
No.
Just say green needle to yourself in your head. Green needle, green needle, green needle.
Green needle, I get it.
Now can you go back to brainstorm?
いや、ブレイン、てか、ストームは絶対に無理。え?
ブレインストーム。
え?
No?
え、これ、ストームに、ブレインストームに聞こえる人いるの?
Yeah, I can totally hear brainstorm.
え?嘘?
Even though the number of syllables is different from green needle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Green needle, brainstorm, you know. Syllables are different, but your brain can actually just...delete it, and you don't hear it anymore.
マミにはブレインニードルに聞こえたけど、まあブレインとグリーンはどっちも聞こえるのはわかるけど、ストーム意味わかんない。え、どうやったらこれがストームに聞こえてんの?
I don't know how you do it. You just sit there and you keep saying brainstorm in your head, in the voice that it's...
Yeah.
In the sound that it's making it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you can get...If you can, at a certain point, it just tips over and it just sounds like the other thing. I don't know. It is interesting to think about why this occurs exactly. But there are examples, you know, like in the Jimi Hendrix song, he says, I'm going to kiss the sky. Right? And then people heard him say, I'm going to kiss this guy. Right? And they're like, oh my God, Jimi Hendrix is gay. Right?
Right.
But, and there was like another, what was the other one? There was like Lady on the Green.
Yeah.
And then people thought it was Lady Mondegreen.
Oh, okay.
And everyone thought it was Lady Mondegreen. I forget what.
Taylor Swift もね、あのね、なんだっけ、List of Ex Lovers が Starbucks Lovers とかに聞こえるみたいな。で、みんななんか、え？みたいな。
Yeah, people, was that among people that went to Starbucks? Or, I mean, they'd be more likely to hear that, right?
I guess.
The idea is that you have...
Well, you have to know what Starbucks is, yeah, definitely, to hear that. But
It's like every... Our living experience is a collection of subliminal messages because almost everything that goes into our sensorium is actually subconscious information.
Mm-hmm.
And that can predetermine to some degree how we perceive certain input.
Yeah.
Because it has to fit, you know, some model of how the world works, you know, and that's going to be whatever your personal bias is.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a trivial example because it's a piece of sound. But this is, I think this is a real phenomenon with everything in the world.
そうだね。
You know, from relationships, you know, she's not crazy, what are you talking about? You know, whatever, there's... Yeah. We all see things very differently from everyone else. And we just kind of assume, because we never really talk about it, that everyone else sees it more or less the same way. And then when someone doesn't, it's appalling to us. But the relativity of how we perceive the world is kind of made more apparent through examples like this.
Yeah. でもポッドキャストやっててなんかそういう時ない？こう絶対に A っていう意味でしか受け取られないだろうと思って言ってることが、もう B、C 通り越してなんか F ぐらいの ところになんか取られちゃう時とかさ。
Well, I go through the transcripts and we, you know, we've got some of the greatest transcription, but there, it's unavoidable that you're going to have the most amazing malapropisms.You know, in there because you don't notice that your brain is hearing Yanny instead of Laurel.
You think
it's just Yanny.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing that with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All the time.
面白いね。次。
Some night sky buffs have organized in Maine, which has the largest area of contiguous light pollution free land in the eastern United States.In an effort to apply for a dark skies designation from the International Dark Skies Association, or IDA, and promote astrotourism, dark skies have gained popularity recently with surveys showing nearly a third of visitors to Joshua Tree in California, being there solely to see the stars. The International Dark Skies Association suggests that preserving dark skies is important for human experience and enjoyment, as well as protecting nocturnal habitatsfacilitating astronomy and optimizing human health. On April 2nd, Iriomote, Ishigaki National Park became the first location in Japan to receive a dark sky park designation.
オフィスビルや広告スクリーンなどから発せられる光による光害が少なく、夜暗くなる面積がアメリカ東海岸で最も多いとされるメーン州で、国際ダークスカイ協会からの認定とアストロツーリズムの普及を目指す試みが行われています。光害から逃れて夜の暗闇の中で星を観察するアストロツーリズムは近年人気を博しており、カリフォルニア州のジョシュアツリー国立公園を訪れる人の3分の1が訪れた理由を星を見るためと回答しています。国際ダークスカイ協会は光害を減らし夜の暗闇を守ることは人類の健康の改善、 夜行性の動物の生活の保護、天文学にとって重要であると述べています。国際ダークスカイ協会は先月2日、西表石垣国立公園を日本初の星空保護区に認定しています。
Yep.
ね、最近なんかこの公害、嫌だよねみたいな、夜暗い方がいいよねみたいな話何回かポッドキャストでもしたけど、この国際ダークスカイ協会は東京支部もあるんだよね、で調べてたら公害について東洋大学の准教授が無料で出張講座とかもしてるらしくて、あの子供向けとかにも、だからもしこれ聞いてる学校の先生とかで興味あれば面白いんじゃないかなと思ったけど、ね、確かに本当にあのあまりにも明るいからね、人間もそうだけど夜行性の動物はすごい迷惑してるだろうしとか。
Yeah, and I mean it, our circadian rhythm is it's hard to avoid unless, I mean you can get super dark curtains or something, but a lot of people are living in places that are just unbelievably bright.
Yeah.
You know, it's like almost, you know, like,It's not quite daytime, but it's nothing like what nighttime used to be like. And one of the weird things that's happening is that so many people are growing up without ever knowing what night used to actually be like for people before. And that might include us, you know, to some extent.
そう、いつも言ってるけど、うちもだからすごい明るいから、カーテン閉めないと暗くならないんだけど、そうすると朝も暗いじゃん。だから自然な日光で起きれないっていうのがあって、私はずっと東京都内で育っちゃったから、逆に田舎とか行って真っ暗だとすごい怖い。あのハワイとかだと別に怖いって思わないんだけど、日本の田舎
怖い。
怖い。なんか急にさ人とか出てきても、なんていうの、出てきて、え、違うよ。なんか誘拐とかされても真っ暗だから誰も見えないじゃん。だからよくほら事件とかもさ、小学生とか、まあ学校の帰り6時7時とかに田んぼの横を歩いてて連れ去られました、こちらが現場ですとか言うとすごい真っ暗だったりしてさ、それはちょっと都内に住んでるとあんな暗いのないじゃん。
In a lot of places, you know, people fear the cities. You know, you go into the city, it's like, oh my, there's so many people here. Like,
there's
definitely a serial killer crossing the street right now. Like, look at this cold sun. You know, like, so there, it's kind of what you're used to.
Yeah.
Right? But certainly the sky part, you know, I'm jealous. Living in Tokyo, you never see.
そうだよね、本当。
Very much. I mean, you can see Jupiter these days because it's super bright, but it's about it.
まあちょびっとしか見えないもんね。
So there, I was looking into these dark sky parks, and that the one, what is it? Iriomote. There, it's interesting because they have this. It's a very interesting place. It's like the only place, I think it's the only place in Japan that has a tropical rainforest climate. And it has a very unique ecosystem there. And there's the Iriomote
Yamaneko とかね。
cat, which of course you already know.
Well, everyone knows.
Everyone knows about the cat. But apparently there's only like 100 of those cats left. You know. Did you know that that cat has like...less teeth and it's
than normal cats?
Yeah.
Like house cats?
I think
cats?
It has less teeth, has larger paws, and its anal scent glands are located on the outside of its anus.
Huh.
Which is very unusual. So it's a weirdo looking, still a cute cat.
Butthole?
But, yeah, butthole on this cat.
okay. でもいいよね、このアストロツーリズムって言って、それをさ売りにできるってなるとまた別のアングルで売り込めるし、
It was always going to happen, but when the whole world was dark, there's no reason for astrotourism, right? Just look up.
だから逆にさ、夜景とかがすごかったわけじゃん、昔は。こう、わあ、キラキラしてすごいね、みたいな。ただこう、ね、もう大都市とかに慣れちゃったら夜景なんてもうなんか、どうでもいいじゃん。逆に真っ暗であってほしいみたいなのはあるよね。
Yeah, well, if you like, if you want to be able to see, you know, the universe with your eyeballs,which can be cool to do, where now it's in 2018, you need to, for a lot of us, you need to travel. You need to either get on an airplane or something and travel quite far away in order to be able to see through our own atmosphere. And now we have this real thing, astrotourism, where humans are getting on airplanes and flying across the planet to find somewhere that's dark enough to actually see space.
Yeah. 増える一方だもんね。渋谷とかもさ、今すごい大規模な工事してるじゃない？でもなんか、あの広告のスクリーンもさ、増えることはあるけど減ることはないしさ、行くたんびになんか、増えてるっていうか、それは大げさだけど、でもなんか、あんなとこにはあったっけ？みたいな。
It's true though.
そう、あの、バスターミナルの方から、ハチ公向きに見たときに、一個なんかね、増えてたんだよね、最近。
You mean on the hotel? Like the Mark City Hotel?
そっちまで行かない。あの、光家の、前のバスターミナルあるじゃん、あそこからハチ公向きを向かって立つと一個なんか見覚えがないスクリーンがあって、
The new ones are crazy though, right? The viewing angle is like 179 degrees or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But some of the locations for these, to get this designation for dark sky, for a dark sky park or a dark sky reserve, is actually very, very, very difficult. And probably nowhere in Japan, like on the entire island, on all of Japan, you know, there's nowhere, anywhere that's as dark as Iriomote. And Iriomote is not even that dark. You know, you have to go to... so that's a distinction between the parks and the reserves. The reserves are like really dark. And then you have to go to like Namibia.
Yeah.
For that. But then you can see even more. But I don't know. It's kind of a... If you look at the... Have you seen the light pollution maps of the world?
And yeah, I think so, yeah.
You can see the brightness of all over. And have you noticed that India is like super bright? The whole thing. It's like all of India is lit. How is that possible? And South Korea, like the whole thing is lit. The whole thing, except for part of the east coast of South Korea, it's all lit. And you can very clearly see the, you know, the border with North Korea. And then it's completely dark above that, right? But if you look at the United States... the reason why Maine is a big deal is because the entire eastern side of the United States, starting from around the center, the entire eastern side has crazy, crazy light pollution. The whole thing, except for Maine.
東京もさ、広告に光が当たってるじゃん。広告を照らすためのライトってあるじゃん。だから夜でも見えるみたいな。だからああいうのだけでもせめてもうやめればいいのにね。もう夜は、もう夜は見ない。そう。もう日中だけ。夜はもうちょっとお休み。
Then what about screens? Because they emit their own light too.
だからスクリーンももう何時以降はもう閉店。今結局そのコンビニとかさ、ファミレスも24時間営業やめましょうとかなってるじゃん。それに合わせてさ、もう店が閉まったら広告も閉まう、もう別に24時間じゃなくていいじゃんみたいな。
Yeah. Well, I think that's impossible. But they can definitely install like better lighting, street lighting, that doesn't glare as much, isn't friendlier frequencies and has these has shielding over the light so that the light just goes downward.
Yeah, yeah.
And the shielding actually improves the lighting of the road because it reflects more of the light down. So there's a lot of things that can be done. But what would be interesting is, let's say, where is pretty dark? Like, Guma is like pretty dark, right? Guma is like pretty dark.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Like parts of Nagano are really dark too.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with like the terrain and stuff. But there are areas that could in the future potentially become these dark sky astrotourism places more locally. So, you know, people might just go from Tokyo. It's like, hey, there's this one spot in Guma. They made sure that it's super, super dark. Yeah. So we don't have to go all the way to, you know, some island or Namibia. We can just go there. And why not? I mean, wouldn't tons of people from Tokyo go?
Yeah. なんか今急に思い出したけど、新婚旅行でモルディブ行った時に、あの、なんかスペシャルプランみたいな。で、なんか2人だけのためにあのビーチで映画見れますみたいな。なんかちっちゃいこういうスクリーンをステッチして、で、なんかビーンバッグみたいな。And they'll bring you like champagne and like ice cream and all kinds of stuff, popcorn. そこでプリンセスブライド見たんだけど、なんかこう、真っ暗だからいいじゃん。なんかそれを都内でやってもさ、周りも明るいから、何映画館的なエフェクトは得られない。けどモルディブで周り真っ暗だから、こうスクリーンだけ明るくて。
But you have to pay all these people to get off the beach or something, right?
No, because it's at night, so like no one's there.
Oh, I see.
And that was so, so romantic. That was like the most romantic thing ever. なんか上向いたらもう星がすごいの。星がめっちゃすごくて、でも映画館みたいに暗くて、Princess Bride だけ流れてて。ああ。
Well, the beach at night is always like really pretty. Because, you know, if you're at the ocean, there's no light pollution from where you are.
そうだね。
That way. There's zero, right?
Yeah.
It deals with half.
Yeah. And that was really comfortable too, you know, because it was all like set up nicely. Because usually when you go to the beach at night, it's like you might have a towel or something to sit on, but
it's usually kind of windy and...
I mean, it could be nice, but it's not like too comfortable, like beanbag, you know, so...
Really? I like beanbags.
No, like I love the beanbags. I'm just saying that you don't have it usually.
Yeah.
When you're on your own.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to carry beanbags.
Yeah. And they're not going to be servers like bringing out popcorn and champagne and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I definitely recommend that to any couple. That was so nice.
Well, here's some recommendations for dark sky parks. There's obviously there's a bunch on the west side of the United States. There's tons everywhere. You know, like you can go to the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone, pretty much anywhere. But outside of looking at the whole world, there's not that many locations. The United States is actually probably has some of the best conditions.
まあ広いしね。
Well, it's new. Think about how old Europe is.
確かに。
It's new. People forget. Like, it's pretty, you know, the building of stuff is relatively recent. But there's a Yongyang Firefly Eco Park, and that's in South Korea. And it's like, I think it's like 4 hours from Seoul, so it's not super far. But it just happens to have a crazy geography around it, with mountains that makes it dark.
Okay.
Even though if you leave the park, it's instantly you can't see again. There's Werribee Bungle National Park in Australia. Bodmin Moor Dark Sky Landscape in England. Selick National Landscape Protection Area in Hungary. Eifel National Park in Germany. And those are some of the only ones. There's, I think, total, there's, what was it, 60? There's like 60-something dark sky parks in the world.
Okay.
But anywhere that's dark, I guess, can apply for one of these things or whatever and and try to do this astrotourism thing, which is pretty cool.
面白いね.
And they have, there's like a list of ways, they have a checklist of how you can tell where, how your area ranks in darkness. And apparently there's something called a zodiacal light. And the zodiacal light is this weird orangey beam of light that shows up around the horizon. So if you're in Namibia or something, somewhere that's super, super dark, you can actually see the light being curved all the way around the earth, all the way around through the atmosphere.
Okay.
That's how dark it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But if you can't see that, then you're not somewhere that's super dark, I guess. According to a team of researchers led by Satoshi Shiori at the Research Institute of Electrical Communication at Tohoku University, the human brain integrates visual inputs to construct a 360-degree spatial awareness of your environment. In their experiment, participants stood in the center of a circle of six screens and were timed as they performed the task of locating a specific letter displayed on one of six panels. The participants located the letter more quickly when presented with a spatial configuration that had been repeated, even when the target letter was more than 120 degrees away and far outside their field of vision. The results indicate that a 360-degree representation of our surroundings is constructed in our brains and is utilized by our subconscious to facilitate efficient movement through space. The paper was published in the journal Nature.
東北大学電気通信研究所で塩入聡教授率いる研究チームが、人間は自分の周囲360度の環境を学習し、脳内でモデルとして構築することで、直接見ることができない頭の後ろ側の情報も無意識に処理していることが分かったと、学会サイエンティフィックレポーツに発表しました。実験では6台のスクリーンに囲まれた状態で表示される文字の中から指定された文字を探すという課題を被験者に与えました。その中で特定の配置パターンのみ繰り返し表示させると文字を見つける時間が短くなり、それは文字が120度離れた四角の外にあっても同じで、正面を見ることで後ろにあるターゲットをより素早く見つけることができていました。この繰り返しはあれだよね、本人は繰り返し同じものを見てることに意識的には気づいてない状態っていうことだもんね。
Yes, they're
だから your conscious mind. ワークするっていう、面白いよね。なんかスポーツとかそうだもんね、ラグビーとかサッカーとかアメフトとか、まあこう360度見てなきゃいけない、でも走ってるしボールも蹴らなきゃいけないとか、
Yeah, if you see someone, you know, cut behind you, then your brain will maybe monitoring that through that space for the sound of their feet on the ground as they're moving behind you, right? And then you would create some sort of visual spatial cognition of that in your brain. You know, if someone runs behind you, you kind of see where they are and how far away they are, and I don't know, you imagine something, right?
なんか今座ってて思ったけどさ、この背もたれが自分の背中から今どれぐらい離れてるとかも、あ、わかるもんね。なんていうの、見なくてもさ、だからどれぐらい下がれば背もたれにちゃんと当たるかとかさ。
Yeah.
それ無意識だけど。
Well, at the most basic level, there's something called object permanence, which is, you know, if I show you an object and then I cover it with a piece of paper, you're not going to think that it disappeared. It's
right.
Like, it's still there, right? If that object were to simply exit your field of vision, object permanence is the idea that, you know, your mind is subconsciously aware that that object still exists. It's still on this side of you, somewhere over there.
Mm.
And it, you may be monitoring that side to get additional information to help you
right.
figure out exactly where it is. But you're not aware of that whole thing going on. So people are starting to think of it. I think a lot of this has kind of been stimulated by the creation of artificial intelligence and trying to get artificial intelligence to create human brain systems. And then there's this idea of like a sphere of your, what would you call it? Sphere of sensitivity or your sphere of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're, although you only have eyes on the front of your head, that sphere of awareness extends behind you.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like the Daredevil movie, you know,
mm.
we have full on echolocation, you know, you, without using your eyes and probably without even using your ears, you can tell how big a room is from like air pressure. Have you noticed this? Like air pressure is like,
そうだね。でも、feel air pressure a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And vibration. You know, you feel vibration right. through the chair you're sitting on, or and it tells you, you know, something about the structure.
Yeah. And I think I've talked about this a couple times, but there are blind people who can do this echolocation thing using mm-hmm. their tongue, right? And they can actually see.
Mm-hmm.
They can ride bicycle and they can play basketball.
Yeah. There's blind soccer. So, you know, blind. They have right. blind futsal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like, how can you play futsal if you're blind? But, you know, we're just not aware of how effective our other senses are.
Yeah. ラジオで伊集院さんが一回そのブラインドサッカーの話してた。 なんか、he went and tried it.
Mm.
で、そのボールに音が、なんか鈴みたいな、なんか鳴るんだよね。 音がするから、それをみんな聞いて、ただその相手がどっち向いてるとかが分かんないから、右右とか言ってもどっちみたいなさ、だからそれはもう普段目が見えてる人からするとめちゃくちゃ逆に難しいみたいな。It was interesting, but yeah. アプリの話する?
What do you think of this phenomenon in space? You know, this phenomenon of, you know, they had this the screens in a circle, right?
Yeah.
And we're saying 360 degrees, but that's 2D. You know,
yeah.
360 is 2D, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you are in a space station or something.
Right.
And you need to have a certain intuitive awareness of your environment or some controls or something.
Yeah.
You know, does this not work as well if it's above you or below you? You know what I mean?
Well, that's something we need to ask astronauts, right? Like, do you
bump into
stuff more? Like, not just because it's harder to move there, but because of this... Because of lack of this, this thing.
Well, yeah.
Do you like bump into stuff more? Or?
Well, you don't know if you know how much zero G is playing a factor,
right?
In that case, I mean, you can do this on Earth. Simply rotate the screens on its side and do a vertical version. You know, where you have to touch something above you or touch something below
right.
your feet, or I don't know.
Hmm.
But it's. I would think that because we live on the surface of a planet that's large enough that it appears flat enough for there to be flat earthers, that our sensorium is probably almost entirely oriented two-dimensionally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because we don't need it, right? in our daily life.
I mean, we get confused sometimes when we look up or look down. You know, you ever like just look up at a tree and you're just like, whoa, and you just feel like you're going to fall over?
No.
No, that never happens.
Some people get it while scuba diving. They get vertigo and they get confused and, you know, they start panicking and
stuff. Because of the whole up and down thing.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But even that I don't really understand because...
Do you get that if you're standing somewhere very high up and you look down, do you get any vertigo?
No.
No? How do you feel if you're like walking a plank or something like on a skyscraper? Do you think there isn't a distortion going on?
Yeah. I mean, it looks fake.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if something could be the same distance away from you horizontally and it doesn't look fake.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. アプリの話して。
It's out.
マイケルがめちゃくちゃ頑張ってね、すごい、すごいよね。いろんなことがめっちゃ変わってる。変わってて、いろんな機能が追加されております。まず、アプリ内で音声が再生できるようになった
そう
直接のが一つ。
もう文字起こしのページから。
そう、文字起こしのページに行ってタップすると下にも再生バーが出てくるし、そこから15秒早送り巻き戻しとかもできるし、で左側をタップするとこうトピックごとに飛べるようにもなってるので、まあ、トピック3から聞きたいなと思えばトピック3をタップすると音声がそこから始まります。
Yep. That's あと便利や、
うん、
must be.
便利便利。あとはあれだよね、バトルモード。
And friends, you can add your friends, you can share.
そう、ちょっとソーシャルモードみたいな。だから自分のプロフィールを作って、まあすごい簡単だけど作って友達を追加することもできるし、自分のプロフィールをパブリックに設定しておくと、まあ、他のユーザーの人を追加することもできるし、他のユーザーに見つけてもらうこともできる。で、一緒にバトルモードで対戦しつつ単語を覚える、楽しく覚えることができます。
でもバトルはまだベータなので、
はい、
ちょっと
やってみる
感じ。
そう、なんだろうね、覚えた単語がこう増えていくとゲージが溜まって相手をアタックできたりとか、ね。
And we still have the self-test thing where it's like the evolving.
あ、そうね。自分だけでできる、そう、単語テスト機能ももちろんそのまま前と同じままついてるし、あとは。
Cloud wordless.
あ、そうだね。クラウドで単語リスト公開してるので、マイケルが作った単語リスト、自分の作ったやつだけじゃなくて、公式の単語リストもゲットすることができるし、それをバトルモードで使うこともできます。
Yep.
とか、あと、単語リストの中で、発音チェックができるよね。単語の、これどうやって読むのかなっていう時に、読んでみてくれる機能がついてる。
ヤニーかローラルって
言ってくれるか。そう言ってくれるとか、結構一気にいろんな機能が追加されてるので、ちょっといろいろ触ってみて試してみていただけるとありがたいです。
Yes. お願いします。
で、変わらずアプリ自体はタダで、単発で文字起こしを購入することもできるし、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題とかエッセイも読めるとかのプランもやっています。
Oh, you released your essay too.
あ、そうだね。なんかリクエストもらった歌詞のやつまた変えた。そう、ビヨンセのやつ変えたので、それも読んでください。そんな感じかな、とりあえず。いや、暑いよね。
急に暑い。
急に暑いね。
It's not that humid yet.
そうだね。
But that's about to happen, and we're all gonna sweat and be way dirtier than chimpanzees in our beds.
そうだね。うちらまだスーツとかね着てるわけじゃないから、暑くてもそんなには困らないけど、スーツ着てる人はね結構大変だよね。湿気が増えると。
じゃないと。
いや。Okay.
Yep.
あそうだ。それで5周年ね、そう先週5周年だったのに、私が風邪をひいてしまって。お休みせざるを得なくなっちゃったんだけど、すごい大量の人たちからメッセージをもらって、ツイッターとかフェイスブックとか、本当にね、超優しい。なんか毎回、絶対になれないよね。毎回びっくりするけど、本当にみんなが優しくて、すごく嬉しかったです。ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
また、ここから6年目。頑張りますので、ぜひよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
はい。終わり。
バイ。
バイ。